welcome to Caught Doing Something Good, shining the spotlight on the positive aspects of youth in Western Alaska. Every week we interview one student from Western Alaska and talk about the things that they've been doing to positively impact their community. It's time to take the spotlight and shine it on the positive. Today we are sitting down to have a conversation with Nellie from Shishmaref. This is our second episode to feature the village of Shishmaref. You may recall our premiere episode of Caught Doing Something Good, which launched the show in February, was done with Shishmaref resident Mamie Ayatunguk. Today we speak with her friend and colleague, I guess you could say, her peer from Shishmaref School, Nellie. Welcome to the show, Nellie. Right before the show started, we were talking about some of the specific good things you've done in your community to help make it a better place. Would you like to share one of those examples now?
Well, not too long ago, I was a cheerleading captain, and me and my coach, Colleen Diane, was wondering how can we help the community. And so there was this big meeting coming up, and that kind of meeting was a real long meeting. It would be like from 12 to like 6 or 7 nighttime. So we planned to make a snack for them so they won't end up going home and somehow staying home from eating. So we planned to make snack for them, sandwiches and salad for them, and we end up making like about 400 sandwiches.
So, Nellie, you had a big cheerleading meet in Shishmaref, and you wanted to make sure that everyone there was well fed. You made over 400 sandwiches. So, I can only imagine that you turned quite a profit from those sandwiches. Or, I should ask, were you selling those sandwiches or were they free?
Yeah, we made money, and with that money, we got sports stuff, like new outfits for cheerleading.
So you're a cheerleader, but what about school? Do you have a favorite subject?
Mostly, I really like math. Even though there's hard things in it, that's the easiest subject in school for me.
And why do you think math is so important?
Well, when you're after school, you have to know math, whatever career you have. So, since I like it, I shouldn't have a problem with it in the future.
What are your goals for the future?
Graduating and going to college. My biggest goal is after college, I want to get a master's degree, which is the highest. I know that's a real hard goal, but I'm pushing myself to doing that. Before I go into master's degree, I want to go to culinary art school.
So where do you hope to be in a few years then? Let's say in 10 years, where do you want to be?
Being a baker, owning my own bakery because I like to bake.
Nellie, you're very enthusiastic and you've had some great goals. So who has inspired you in your life? Who's gotten you to be the way that you are now?
My grandma, Rila. She passed away when I was around 2, and even though I was young, I have the strong connection between her. I heard so many good stories about her from everyone, and that got me inspired.
If there was one thing about Shishmaref you could change, Nellie, what would it be?
More houses, newer houses all together. Certain people have the old wooden kind, and there's new houses, which is metal, and the wood kind of houses, they're kind of getting too old. the people who have the old kind houses won't feel left out as much as the upper class, you could say.
And finally, if you had any advice that you could give to the residents of Western Alaska, specifically kids, what would you tell them? And it could be anything. What's the advice you would want to give somebody?
If any of your friends need someone to talk to, just hear them out and help them. If anyone in your village or community needs help, feel free to help. It doesn't hurt to help out.
Thanks one last time, Nelly, for sitting down with us. For Caught Doing Something Good, I'm Maddie Giffray, reporting from Shishmaref. This concludes this edition of Caught Doing Something Good, taking the spotlight off of the negative and shining it on the positive. If you know a youth in Western Alaska who deserves to be recognized for the good that they do, or if they were recently caught for doing something exceptionally well, contact KNOM for a potential interview, 443-5221, or send an email to morning@knom.org.